Support for Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering programs designed to strengthen communities, including food bank donations, childhood nutrition education, and fundraising opportunities. 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/community. Healthy foods, healthy communities.
Well, Nancy, it's spring, even though it seems more like winter, but officially it's spring, and that's when green things start coming up. And you know what? As soon as those green things come up, I rip them out of the ground brutally and eat them. I just love leafy greens.
I do, too, and that's one of the wonderful things about wintertime vegetables is there's always wonderful greens around. I love to eat them in the summer when I can go to farmers markets and buy fresh greens or grow them myself. You grow lots of greens, don't you?
Right. We didn't have to buy any greens at all last year because we had abundant greens in our little garden beds. Put in about 3 or 4 bok choy plants, and they just did wonderful. And I found that I didn't have to rip them out of the ground at all. I could just take the leaves off as I needed them, and they continued to grow. It was like that old joke about the pig with the wooden leg.
What pig with a wooden leg?
Oh, you don't know that joke? The punchline is, we like that pig so much, we're eating him just one piece at a time.
and that's
what I was doing with the bok choy. I could just tear the leaves off and use them as I needed. So we had bok choy. Other greens, I grew snow peas. They did great, and I got the snow pea pod vines also to make.
I love those.
Oh,
and you know, if that's something we make a lot in our house.
They're really terrific. So we're growing that. We grew lettuce. We grew collard greens and lots of kale. So we had terrific greens all summer long. And silly me, I didn't know we could continue to plant some of that stuff right through the winter. So this time.
Sure. So do you ever plant lacinato kale, you know, dino kale?
The only kale that I planted last year was black kale.
And that's this, it.
Oh, is that's that the
just
stuff? What,
that's just another name for it, yeah.
Okay. And I like it very much. I love to chop it up and just dress it with a lemon vinaigrette and some walnuts. It makes a terrific salad that way.
Have you ever taken kale and put it in the oven and made it like kale crisps out of it?
You were telling me about that, and I want to do that, but I have not done that yet, but I will. But have you ever noticed if you drop them into water, I swish them around in a half sink full of water to rinse them. Have you ever noticed those beautiful kind of, it's almost like little mercury bubbles it looks like on them. They get these really silvery bubbles on them.
Stein, can I ask, are you like on something?
Not me, Nance. I'm high on celebrity.
Anyway, you know, as much as I like to buy fresh greens, I'm also very impressed with the greens that come in the little bags now. Have you seen these?
Well, I've seen them, but I'm not going to buy those.
Really? So if you were in a rush and you were hurrying home from work and you had to cook greens, you would think, I'm not going to clean these things, or I'm not going to, you know, go to the trouble to cut these up, because those are one of the only vegetables I'll buy pre-prepped.
That only takes 2 minutes to chop them up and throw them in the sink and rinse them off. But what I will do is those bulk salad mix things where they got 3 or 4 different kinds of leaves in there that you can just bag up your own. I do that occasionally. I like that.
Oh, I love to do that too. And you know what? You can even cook regular mixed greens, lettuces, in a sauté with pasta. I do that all the time. I was at Terra Plata, Tamara Murphy's new place on Capitol Hill the other day, and I had the most delicious dish that I want to reproduce at home. It was greens lightly sautéed with some microgreens. There was kale in there, fingerling potatoes cut small, bacon, and this perfect soft egg on top. It was absolutely gorgeous. I will send you a picture.
And I will put it on my little post at kplu.org. Everybody just click on Food for Thought, and you can see a picture of Nancy's dream greens. And right behind it, don't miss the dramatic photo of the shocking events taking place this week in my garlic patch. That's right, it's Big Trouble in Little Gilroy. Oh my God, it's headed for the power station. I'm Dick Stein.